Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota of Brookhaven has been voted best new car dealership in Southwest Mississippi 4 years in a row. Come see the difference. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar. Thank you guys for tuning in. Means the world. Love it. Into my 7th year now. January. 7 years. It's crazy.
Wow.
Excited about my guest. That's a double wow. He's in the background. He's chatting. He's actually recording this for me because he's got cool gear that I'm going to celebrate with my team at Super Talk when this is done. But it's allowing us to be seen and heard in an all different way that's even more beautiful than Zoom. So more on that in a little bit. So let's get to it. Before we do, my pals at Superior Catfish, there's catfish and there's Superior Catfish. My buddy today, great hit songwriter, artist, made multiple hit records, has made a lot of history, mattered to a lot of historical figures as well in the continuing of their career. So he knows Mississippi. He's from Cleveland, believe it or not. I'm from Greenville. We share Delta State in common. When he was a kid, before moving off to Hell State and then to Alabama, where his dad was a professor. But speaking of Hell State, just nearby is Macon, Mississippi, and that's where Superior Catfish is made. So go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. Always a wonderful way to be proud of your hallowed ground we call Mississippi. All right, part three, I believe, with today's guests over the years. Mississippi has a new Hall of Fame member, just recapping from the last time. This past September, inducted into the Mississippi Songwriters Festival Hall of Fame. Mississippi Songwriters Hall of Fame, period. Mm-hmm. On our Gulf Coast, Ocean Springs to be exact. Love our Gulf Coast. With over 200 of his songs recorded worldwide. This is probably dated now. 16 ASCAP awards. That means you had 16 big old hits. Grammy nominations for his singles Heaven, Heartache, and The Power of Love, and Beautiful Mess. This songwriter, who has become a dear pal of mine, by the way, has penned a whole lot of hits for folks like Darius Rucker, Marty Rowe and Diamond Rio, Trisha Yearwood, Lady A, Reba, many, many others. He and his team have the number 3 songwriting podcast on FeedSpot. He is a chip off the old block. When Dad was a great professor, and for some reason that leaked into him. When he learned how to have hit songs, he wanted to share it with the world, and that's what he's been doing. Looking forward to discussing that success as that company has really grown and has made a big difference in a lot of people's passions, and that's what it's all about. So let's get to it right now and get rolling with my dear pal, the crazy talented, and by the way, like a really good guy to boot, Clay Mills.
Man, how do I live up to that intro?
You surpassed. You already surpassed it. You already did.
You know, growing up in the South, we had this phrase, don't get above your raisin. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like, that just sounded like I need to go back and kind of rewind and not do some of that stuff.
Well, I know. That's all right. We're not going to rewind. You and I will get in trouble if we may end up, they may take us away for some of the stuff we got away with. So let's just be grateful that on our journeys to finding some success along the way, that, those are just memories and they're just dust now at this point. Car, we've blown past it. All right. I'm so excited to celebrate your recent success. I appreciate you coming back on, Songtown. Tell folks, first of all, because you and I both do this, you do it on a much more professor-like level, really thought-out level. And I probably think that watching you do what you do versus the way I do it one-on-one, trying to develop artists and songwriters, I dig that when I have time. You've really made this a serious thing for a songwriter. And what would you and I have done if we'd have had the opportunity to have what Songtown has to offer now? I just think it's amazing. So tell our listeners first and foremost about the epiphany, when it happened. Like, I imagine and pretty sure, well, I already know the backstory a little bit, so I'm cheating right now. But the bottom line is, I know that you were rolling when this happened. It wasn't something that you had to do, that you were called to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, people often ask me, they're like, oh, you're teaching songwriting because, you know, you're not having hits anymore. And I'm like, well, if I'm looking at it honestly, we started Songtown while I was still having hits, and Songtown ended up taking the majority of my time over the last few years. So it was something I made a decision that you mentioned. My dad was a professor at the University of Alabama. And that kind of, I just felt like I had spent my entire life writing and pursuing, trying to make, you know, big songs and write these big songs. And I wanted to do something when I hit my 50s to give back to other people. And I wanted, because there were people along the way that helped me, that I never would have had a career if people hadn't have taken the time to mentor me, to teach me the craft. And so I wanted to do that for other people. So Marty Dotson and I started Songtown about 10 years ago. You're right. People said, what the heck are you guys doing? This is crazy. You're on the radio. Why are you can't. And here's the other thing. They go, you can't teach songwriting. Either you have it or you don't.
And for me,
I knew that wasn't true because I was not a great songwriter when I started out, and getting in the room with great songwriters, working my way into those rooms with Hall of Fame songwriters like the Rory Burks and the Charlie Blacks and people that I was able to spend time with, they taught me the craft. They made me a better writer. I had some talent, but they made me a better writer. So my mission and Marty Dotson's mission was, let's take people into the writing room of real writers and show them how we operate, how we work. You know, because it's much different than if you go to Berkeley or school and take songwriting classes. And I went to Berkeley. I had to unlearn a lot of what I learned in music school.
Wow. You know? But the musician part, right? Mm-hmm. That had to help you, right?
Yeah, it did. I mean, for me, anything you learn is going to help you. When I was a kid and I was going to college, I was like, oh, I don't want to learn that because I want my own style. You know, I think it took me a long time to realize, no, I need to learn so that I can relate to other musicians. I can relate to other songwriters. But I was a little hard-headed in the beginning. I thought I knew everything.
What a shock.
So,
that is.
But, you know, so Marty Dotson, the other reason is Marty and I had friends that would come to Nashville and want to be in the music business, and somebody would charge them $30,000 to record three demos of their songs. And we were like, you know, people are kind of getting ripped off because they don't know what they're doing. So we hit Facebook for 2 years. We wrote an article every day, me and Marty between us. And we wrote over 700 articles just telling people how the music business works.
Wow.
And it blew up. People were like, why don't you teach some classes? I mean, I didn't start out thinking I was going to teach classes. It just kind of, you know, I wanted to show people how the music business really worked, who you can trust, how much you should spend on things. And we built up this following around the world. And so they were like, hey, start a website, teach some classes. So we said, okay, we did that. We opened up, I think we had like 1,000 people sign up for the website, like the first week we opened. And it just became, you know, it became this huge thing. Another thing, I went to a music school in Nashville, wanted me to teach songwriting. And I did it for a semester. I developed their whole songwriting program. They got it passed by the state. Became accredited. Then they started telling me, well, we want to take students publishing when they write a song at our school. And I'm like, what? Like, this is not what I want to be involved with. I don't want to be a part of a school taking your song publishing when you write a song there.
Interesting. So, yeah.
So that's that accompanied with people asking, hey, why don't you teach some classes? I said, hey, I'm just going to not go the college route. I'm going to be able to give people all the stuff I was teaching in college for a fraction of the price.
Yeah.
And I don't have to, you know, try to explain why we're taking your publishing to a young songwriter.
Okay, let's take a quick break. And my question is going to be, so I won't lose my mind because I often do between breaks. That's what happens, you know, is I want to know how long it took for things to really start to go, but I want to know how long in your week it took out of your writing songs. Like, how much time did you have to put in? And let's talk about that after the break. Superior Catfish, folks. Oh, yeah. There's Catfish and there's Superior Catfish. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Made and produced right here in Mississippi. Clay used to be about 30 minutes when he was growing up in his part of his life from the Delta to Hell State. So he wasn't far away from that incredible company that puts delicious catfish on our tables. And visit Mississippi.org. Oh, yeah, that's something Clay and I, we really appreciate all they do to celebrate music, which is what we get to do for a living. And that is pretty much something that we will always be eternally grateful for. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar with Clay. I've been doing it wrong for so long. I sure ought to know what it finally feels like.
How can RJ Young help you? With digital communications, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, and office equipment and technology, RJ Young is your source for the technology solutions that power your business. For more information and a quick demo of the modern office and how it's increasing efficiency and bottom lines of businesses across the country, visit us at themodernoffice.com.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Hey, I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a MasterTech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-738-9900. That's 800-738-9900. 800-738-9900.
37 years. That's a long time, and that's how long Chaplain's Restaurant has been bringing you the finest in steaks, seafood, and, of course, our homemade hot tamales. This is Mark Chaplain, and we are proud that we are celebrating our 37th year in business. Chaplain's has been a staple in the greater Jackson market and had the pleasure of serving guests from around the country. This couldn't have happened without you, and we are so grateful for your continued support. Chaplain's Restaurant, 37 years and counting. Come see us soon. 601-957-8000.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Steve Azar, my pal Clay Mills here, big old smash hit songwriter. Songtown is something he co-created, which is now becoming one of the must-go-to places globally. He has people from all over the world that come and learn how to write songs, and that is as cool as it gets. Speaking of cool and something delicious, and it's not Clay. He's not delicious. I'm not going to go there. It's Superior Catfish. There's catfish. There's Superior Catfish. I love that saying. I love that. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit mississippi.org. Check out the you can probably check out the Country Mississippi Songwriters Hall of Fame, which Clay is on. They celebrate it all here in Mississippi. All right, Clay, let's get to that question. I'm thinking you're a busy guy. You've got a family. You've got your career. You're on fire. You're having hits. How much of are you dedicating time weekly? Are you a goal setter? I mean, are you a guy that looks at the calendar and writes everything out and go, okay, I can spend this much time here? How organized were you in your thoughts back then?
Man, okay, so the thing that I believe that helped me make it in the music business was this ability where I just said yes to everything. Even if I didn't know how to do something, I would say yes, and then I would figure it out. So I just had enough naivety, maybe a lot of arrogance. So when Songtown started, we opened this website. There's 1,000 people. All of a sudden, they're emailing me. I thought I could do everything, honestly. So I would write songs during the day. I'd go to 2 writing appointments a day. At night, I'm up until early hours in the morning. If I didn't have a gig, I was answering emails. I was filming instructional videos for our members. I was planning classes and courses. And for about 5 years, I could do both. But what I figured out was that I was not doing everything. I couldn't do it all. I had to figure out that I couldn't do it all. I had to start saying no.
Just FYI, what you just said made me tired, and it sounds like you were doing it all. So I know at some point you were going to need a nap. You know?
Well, what I mean is I think I had made the decision to go ahead full steam and start teaching people. That was this voice in my head that says, go do this. And, you know, like we were talking in a prior segment, a prior conversation that, you know, sometimes you get these voices and you've just got to take that leap of faith. You know, when I was 19, I had $200 in my pocket. I jumped on a train to New York City, slept on a friend's sofa, and I made a career in New York City in the jingle business, writing jingles that we all, you know, a lot of people grew up hearing on TV.
Oh yeah, wait. I've done shows with you, of course.
Yeah.
Been blessed to be next to you. Give some of our listeners some of those jingles, because you know we know some of them.
Well, I don't know about, because you and I are probably closer to the same age, but I have people coming up to me in Songtown, and they're like, they'll sing, they'll go, "Crossfire, you'll get caught up in the crossfire." Like people know this commercial, like a heavy metal band did a cover of it. Like it's hysterical. So, you know, I did stuff for Armed Forces, Red Lobster. But the cool thing was one day I'm doing dance music. One day I'm doing country music. One day I'm doing rock. One day I'm doing classical. So it was like this. That was my music school, you know. And then when I got to Nashville and started writing with big artists like Lady Antebellum, and then I guess now they're Lady A, then we had Darius Rucker, Little Big Town, all these artists, I could walk into a room and feel confident that no matter what direction they wanted to go that day, mm-hmm. that I could participate and really come up with great
stuff.
You
were versatile. You know, I'm going to tell you something. You came in the town at a pretty good time, because to me, the seams were busting out wider and wider, especially with stylistic of music that was working on country radio and mainstream radio, pop radio. So back up for 1 second. And do you think, 'cause I do, that growing up here in Mississippi and having all of these types of music and spirit mm-hmm. from church to blues to rock and roll to country to, you know, all these incredible historical things that happened in Mississippi that you and I could not evade, right?
Yeah.
It was around us at all times. Do you think that that helped you with your ability to cope with diversity as far as musical styles when you were in New York doing all that?
Yeah, I definitely do. And in fact, growing up in Mississippi, you know, I would go watch my uncle's band play in Greenville, and they would be playing a blues song. Then they would break out into Peg by Steely Dan, you know, and then the next, it might be Fleetwood Mac on the next song. It was just so varied, and it all, there was just, I don't know, Mississippi has a way of weaving this thread through stuff. Maybe it's because you said it's the birthplace of Mississippi of music. And I think that that's just in the DNA. So when you come from that, no matter where you go, no matter what style of music you're doing, like when we wrote Beautiful Mess and we just started out kind of, we had a drum loop going and we were like, what if the Red Hot Chili Peppers were doing country music? And we were like, going out of my mind these days. And we were just laughing and having a good time. And then we were like, wait a minute, there might be something here. But when you listen to that record, it still has the soul of something that could have come from Mississippi. But yet it was bigger because Mississippi is so much, it's where it all came from.
Yeah. How much fun have you had in the writing room? I got to tell you, I spent more time laughing in a writing session than I did. I felt like we were writing. There was so much enjoyment. And out of that laughter came incredible moments of creativity.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. You know, because the music business, there's so much pressure. It's not like you've got a job and a paycheck and you know if you know if I show up today and do my work at the end of the week on Friday, I'm going to get my paycheck and I can feed my family. The music business is you're gambling. You're not gambling on basketball or cards in a casino. You're gambling on yourself. And so every day you show up with this pressure of, well, if I don't do something phenomenal, then how am I going to feed my family? So if you show up in that mindset, you're just going to cave and you're going to go get a job somewhere quick. Yeah. But if you show up, we learned as professionals, you show up and you have a good time and it kind of gets you past all that pressure where you can tap into that creativity and joking around and having fun in the writer's room is what opens up those channels to that creativity, you know, because otherwise you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay rent next month? You know, and that's not going to get you a good song.
No, that is not going to, you're right about that. Well, you know, the feelings and the emotions you go through aid in your content. You got to live these things. You say you got to suffer and all that, but I agree with you. You know, they say the hardest thing to do is laugh and or to create laughter among your friends. When you can do that, you can do anything. All right, let's take a quick break. Superior Catfish, folks, made in Mississippi. That's what I said. Made and produced right here in Mississippi. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. Check out our Civil Rights Museum. Check out our Writer's Trail, our Freedom Trail. So many incredible things that is road trip worthy. I'm Steve Azar with my pal, the hit maker, Clay Mitch. Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
A Minute with Howard Kurtz.
When the Biden Justice Department issued a subpoena for an unnamed member of Congress, word quickly leaked to the press, Punch Bowl News, Washington Post, and others, that it was Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush of St. Louis. And she came out and talked to a mob of journalists, didn't answer any questions. She said this was completely untrue, it was frivolous, that she's had a lot of threats and she needed to hire security, that the Office of Congressional Ethics had approved this.
I have not used any federal tax dollars for personal security services.
Until she got to the part where she said the person she hired is her husband, paid about $100,000 over a couple of years because he has expertise in the area, according to sources familiar with the investigation. Now, it's fine for her to defend herself, but her husband? With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and cutting needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, sunny skies, high near 70 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 43. Your Saturday, a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 66. And a look to Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely, high near 60 degrees. This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning from 10 until noon for the Handyman Show. Brought to you locally in part by Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Protecting your home from structural damage, cracks, humidity, mold, and more. That's Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions of Mississippi.
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
Hi, this is Shelby with Two Men in a Truck. At Two Men in a Truck, we've added a new service option to our brand, junk removal. Whether you're deep cleaning, renovating, or staging your home to sell, our Two Men in a Truck junk removal option is perfect to get the job done. Our professionally trained moving and junk removal teams will load and haul away your unwanted junk for you. Visit twomeninatruck.com to learn more and get a free junk removal quote. That's twomeninatruck.com.
At Patriot Roofing, we're really good at two things, roofs and building friendships. Hey, we're Brandon and Ashley Lunsford with Patriot Roofing. We wanted to take a moment to ask for your business the next time you need a roof repair or full roof replacement.
Patriot Roofing is a service-disabled, veteran-owned business. We bring our heart and heritage of service to every roofing project.
Whether you have storm damage and need immediate protection,
or your insurance company has turned you down for a new roof,
no issue is too big or too small for Patriot Roofing. Ash and I have lived in Mississippi our whole lives, serving the Central Mississippi and the Hattiesburg areas. We're not here just to put a roof on your house, but to build long-lasting friendships.
Call or text 601-940-0605 or visit our website patriot-roofing.com.
It's not just a roof to us. It's earning your trust and providing you with a peace of mind that your roof is protecting your family.
You may not need roof repair or replacement today, but if you do, or you know someone who does, we hope you'll think of us. 601-940-0605 or online at patriot-roofing.com.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick, GMC, or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
I'm Caleb Saylors, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. A Hattiesburg woman will be spending a significant amount of time behind bars in connection to a murder-for-hire plot. Shamika Hall was convicted for meeting with hitmen in the Pine Belt area between August and November 2022 to orchestrate a plan to kill Ariana Myers. The suspect was allegedly looking to take the female's life because Myers was in a relationship with Hall's ex-boyfriend. Police say Hall wanted to be an active participant in the murder and used fake social media accounts to stalk the female. Hall was arrested by Hattiesburg police before the murder could take place. A judge ordered Hall to serve 40 years in prison with 15 years suspended. Hall will spend the other 15 years on probation following her release. A Belden man is accused of stealing a vehicle in Tupelo. Officers arrested 31-year-old Ryan Perkins on Wednesday for stealing the car in late December. No further details have been made available at this time.
The only organization representing all of Mississippi agriculture is Farm Bureau. From lobbying in Washington to the state capitol in Jackson, Farm Bureau protects farmers' interests. But that's not all. Members can participate in leadership development and educational programs, plus receive money-saving discounts nationwide. Find out what nearly 200,000 member families already know. Farm Bureau, leading, representing, and serving Mississippi agriculture.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Mississippi loves high school football. And now you can stream tons of high school football games from across the Magnolia State each Friday night just by going to supertalk.fm/high school. That's supertalk.fm/high school. And of course, on Friday nights during the season, there's always a game on your local Super Talk radio station.
The season's on the line.
When it comes to high school football in Mississippi, nobody does it like we do. We are Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Part three of part four. Well, in this show, you? Never mind. Superior Catfish is not a never mind. Superior Catfish is something that I want everybody to put on their plate. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. So many glorious things to celebrate. Take a road trip. Be proud of your Mississippi. Speaking of Mississippi, I got a Mississippi man on the phone by way of Mississippi State, by way of Alabama, because of his dad being a professor, by way of Nashville, by way of New York, by back to Nashville. Clay Mills has written so many hit songs, has got a lot of those gold medals from ASCAP, I can tell you, with the ribbons around them. It's pretty amazing, his career, and also the fact that he cares about giving back. That so much that he has learned along the way, he hasn't forgotten how important it is to help the next generation of songwriters and the next generation, and maybe just disregard some of those potholes and unpaved roads that we had to deal with along the way. But certainly, Clay, you and I had many mentors along the way. Also, a lot of people that once, especially we got to Music City, for me, it was Little Milton before that. He was always hopeful. And Little Azar, you're going to do this. There was a lot of cool guys in the Delta, Albert King, and just people that were really obviously Eugene Powell. You walk in my house, the first thing you see is a picture of Eugene, who was behind my dad's liquor store back when I was a kid and let me hang out and was making blues records in the 30s. He truly changed my life and my world and my life's direction by just seeing that at the age of 10. For you, how old were you when you said, that's what I'm going to do?
I don't think I ever said that, Steve. I think it was just always a part of me. I think it's always been this little voice in my head that just knew. My brother used to say to me, he's like, you don't know how lucky you are because you always knew what you wanted to do with your life. And I think, you know, that I was very fortunate that way. You know, we're filming this right now and recording this at right before Christmas. Mm-hmm. I know you're probably going to air it next month, but we have these mentors. And I just want to say that everybody can be a mentor to an up and coming artist, because there was a time early in my career in New York City. It was right before Christmas. I did not have money to pay my rent. I was going to pick up the phone. I was walking to a payphone with my last quarter to call my parents and make that call of, you know what, I failed. Can you buy me a ticket home? You know, I'm walking down the street and I see this little club where they're going karaoke. And I was like, you know what, I moved to New York City to be a singer. I'm going to at least go in there and say I sang in New York City, because I hadn't been there that long.
Come on.
So I go in
like
there.
A wonderful life, your own version of it, but in living color. But go ahead.
I go in there and I sing. I sang an Otis Redding. I think it was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. And the owner of the club comes over to me. He goes, let me buy you a beer. And are you hungry? Here's a burger. It's like, he didn't know that I hadn't eaten that day.
Wow.
And so, you know, we're sitting there talking and I was like, yeah, I was about told him I was going to call my parents. And he went over the cash register, pulled out a $50 bill and said, well, this gets you till Monday till you get your paycheck working at that music store, because I was supposed to get a check and they gave me the runaround. It's going to be delayed. And he actually gave me money. So I'm saying this in a way, you can call it an angel. You can call it a mentor. He ran a music club and he heard my talent. He said, hey, let me buy you lunch. Gave me a $50 bill, didn't know me from Adam, and said, is this enough to get you to Monday?
Unbelievable. You know?
And I was like, yes, I don't have to be me till Monday.
Well, if you'd have said that, then I wish you'd have called me. And we could have got the party started a whole lot earlier for both of us. Yeah, that would have been great.
But my point is, what I just wanted to say for anyone out there listening, if you know someone that's an artist and you think they're talented, you know, let them know that you believe in them, because there's nothing like someone believing in you. I know for a fact if this guy had not believed in me, when he did, I probably would have gone back to Alabama, got a job, you know, finished school, would have gotten a job somewhere that paid the rent. I would have killed my dream. You know,
that's
maybe not.
Christmas miracle. You just said it.
Yes.
I mean, that's remarkable. Well, you know, you never told me this story.
Yeah.
What took you so long all these years?
I just kind of thought of it. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it just shows the heart and compassion of folks, you know, out of the blue. And the crazy thing is, I think of Steve Cropper because I got to know Steve over the years and be on stage with him and play some golf with him over the years. And he obviously co-wrote Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. And you talk about that song, and all I can think about is all these dots that constantly get connected, you know, and how that song that he co-wrote, you know, had some with Otis Redding, had something to do with a moment in your life that had to happen for you to stay in the game long enough to get to the next turn. Just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, just amazing. I love the human heart, man. When the human heart is working for the good, it's a cool thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I've never seen that guy since. You know, if I had, I would thank him.
Sure.
It's those angels that come along when you least expect it and you need them the most.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the interest is on $50. What year was this? what year are we talking?
This was the, early 80s.
Oh yeah. And I'm sure that there was a napkin where you signed a contract. You just don't remember that he's investing in your future. So you probably owe him. Well, your future, I'm thinking about that. You probably owe him a few mil, just a few mil.
Yeah.
That's good.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I told Peter Frampton, I was working out at the gym, where Peter Frampton goes, and I walked up to him. I said, man, I learned how to write melody listening to your records. I said, I owe you everything I'm doing today. And he goes, okay, here's my address. He goes, send me the check.
I love that. I love it. I love it. Yeah, that's good. Peter Frampton. We grew up with that, didn't we? First time.
Oh,
so let's talk about that. you know, having hit songs and knowing that they work and everything. But let's look at a guy like Peter Frampton. Frampton Comes Alive. You think about that time and era where it was so different than it was for you and I, where you back in that day, which you and I both grew up doing. We grew up playing live music. There was no TikTok and da-da-da-da, right? Learning in front of everybody and all that, which is great. But the bottom line was we had to do it the old-fashioned way, and that's fine somewhere that's going to let us play. You know, you had to walk right in some bar. You had to do something. Please let me play. I will pay you. You know, so you look at Frampton and during that period, and the only way you could ever see him, there was no VH1 at the time either or MTV, was to go see him live. And we hear that record. I just kind of wonder, you know, that was such a unique record at the time and the live record, right? I wonder how much of it was live. We haven't thought about that. And then how he feels about the impact that he made on you and me and everybody else. And or is he just like us that we just go, what's next? You know, you don't dwell on it, but we get to talk about him dwelling on it, you know, because we get to do that. But that was an era in our lives that was definitely affected us musically. Springsteen, Boston. There was a lot of innovative music coming out. People were getting to do it their own way. It was a very heart, very unique time in our development as listeners of music.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like you said, today, a rapper growing up on the East Coast sounds a lot like a rapper on the West Coast. Because they've heard each other all over social media. They're influencing each other. So that young kid growing up in the East Coast doesn't have the luxury of being isolated from the rest of the world. Yeah. We grew up in total isolation to our surroundings, to the records we were able to afford or not afford. And that's what led to more unique artistry. And, you know, I think today, just because you're exposed to music from around the whole entire world, it's much harder to be a totally unique artist because you're just not growing up in a bubble like we did, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. We definitely had some bubblicious kind of moments.
Well, it's good and bad. I mean, today a kid can go on YouTube and watch a guitar player and in 15 minutes learn what took us five years to learn on our own.
I mean, you know? They're doing that. You and I are going and learning how to do brain surgery, but we're not going to talk about that. Let's take a quick break. Speaking of anything to do with your brain, where else would you consume catfish from? Clay, where? What state?
No, nowhere else. Mississippi.
Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. A whole lot of ways to celebrate this hallowed ground Clay and I grew up on. We call Mississippi. We'll be right back with my pal, Clay Hicks.
I'm still trying to find.
Hey. Folks, Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart.
heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
ESISupply.net.
It's not if you're going to have a spill at your business or workplace, it's when.
ESISupply.net.
Exorbent pads by the bundle or roll.
ESISupply.net.
Socknet boom products, oil gator, oil dry spill kits, and much more.
ESISupply.net.
Take it from Scary Gary.
If it can spill, it's gonna.
ESI Supply, 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910 or online at
ESISupply.net.
It's the greatest show on dirt. The Dixie National Rodeo, presented by Southern Ag Credits, coming to the Mississippi Coliseum February 9th through the 17th. Come on out and experience world-class livestock brought to you by Harbor Morgan Rodeo. Barrel racing, bull riding, and more. Live in concert will be Colin Stout, Connor Smith, Tracy Bird, Chris Cagle, Megan Maroney, Sammy Kershaw, Corey Kent, and Parma Lee.
Buy your tickets today at DixieNational.org.
I'm Commissioner Andy Gibson, and I'll see y'all at the rodeo.
If you don't see the rock, you better keep on rolling.
If your oil change takes too long, you're in the wrong place. If getting an oil change is an inconvenience, give us a try. Rapid Oil Change has been the leader in fast oil changes for over 36 years. Get in and out fast. Get back to what you want to do in no time.
Rapid Oil Change, where you should be going. If you don't see the rock, you better keep on rolling.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Invasion by invitation, sent straight from Biden's White House. Roger Wicker saw it up close.
The signal was absolutely sent out. The Biden administration could not have created a more serious border crisis if they had tried.
The number of people crossing from the southern border has hit an all-time high.
Nearly 10,000 migrants a day.
Bad actors continue to exploit our porous southern border and to funnel criminals, fentanyl, and even suspected terrorists into our country.
Our border overrun. Americans less safe. Mississippi's Roger Wicker is fighting back. Wicker's message to Biden, priority number one is funding border security at home.
President Biden refuses to act, but Congress will.
Wicker authored and passed the Finish It Act to finish Trump's wall and end the invasion. Secure the border. Stand with Trump. Save America. Mississippi's Roger Wicker.
I'm Roger Wicker, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Wicker for Senate.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Sonny boy, if you have the choice, you'd raise some hell and make some noise, uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
One more short little wee segment. I'm going to send my man Clay off into the Christmas spirit. And then this is going to air in January, where everybody has sent a lot of their presents back, and they're trying to catch up on the bills. I'm not trying to make everybody feel bad out there. I want everybody to, your New Year's resolution is probably about 4 days old and probably 4 days too long. You know what I'm saying? But hey, we're at the beginning of the year. It's year seven. I like kicking my year off with my pals. Clay Mills has definitely become a dear friend of mine. I can't believe it took us so many years and finally getting on stage together as songwriters to get to really know each other. And we got a lot of catching up to do. And I have a lot of regret, Clay, I got to be honest with you, that we didn't get to spend more time when we were both, you know, fighting the fight in the very beginning. It would have been great to have had you on the bus back in the days and on stage with me. But we'll catch up. Before we catch up, speaking of ketchup, it goes great on Superior Catfish. Was that pretty good? SuperiorCatfish.com. Check it out. That's how I eat my catfish, and a little hot sauce with it and some hush puppies. And visit Mississippi.org. Ain't nothing hush puppy about it. I'm telling you right now, check it out. Plan your family getaway just on your own, and go be proud of our Mississippi. We got a short segment left. I've ran my mouth on most of it already. Songtown is the brainchild of my man Clay Mills. After having 16 ASCAP awards, over 200 of his songs have been recorded and counting. You know, hey, Clay, do you wake up this week and go, oh, somebody's re-recorded this, or somebody's just recorded that song? Are you ever surprised? Like, oh, that's cool.
No, I'm always surprised because I'm just writing every day and are coming up with ideas every day. And, you know, just like a couple of days ago, some famous artist was talking about that song, Beautiful Mess, that I wrote years ago. And they were like, should I re-record it? And they were asking their fans. And I was like, yeah, you should re-record it.
They were talking about Marty and the guys? Diamond Reel re-recording it? Or?
No. This was an artist that's well-known today.
Another artist. Yeah, I mean, like, look, you know, we talked about Taylor Swift, Love and Sunshine, and people, I mean, I probably oversell that. But the bottom line is I keep going like, what if Taylor decides to call me and we do a little duet? You know, you know what? She's somebody that I'm really proud of. I had a publishing company with Liz Rose for a short while because I made a record, with Walt Wilkins on his record. He did it on my label. And we got together and signed Walt, just started a publishing company just to sign Walt. Just great heart, great songwriter, for biblical in my mind. She was one behind the Taylor Swift, you know, in the beginning, wrote all those songs with her in the first record. A great lady, was a song plugger, right? And all of a sudden she's writing all these hits with Taylor, those first ones, those pivotal ones in that time. Taylor had opened up for us at Pine Knob in Detroit, and I bet my daughter Cecilia probably got one of her first autographs ever. And I watched my daughter enamored with her. Now this was nowhere near Taylor that we see now, the rock star. You know, it's like Elvis now to me, or the Beatles invasion. So, you know, people are crying and at the shows and everything. This was her really figuring out what, you know, where she belonged and fit. She didn't necessarily fit in Milwaukee or Detroit with the demographic for the listeners were older, you know, female, you know, 35 to, you know, whatever. The bottom line was, so her songs didn't necessarily work then, but she was able to use social media and everything. But look how far she's come. And I'm just impressed by how she's handled herself thus far and not going off the deep end, right?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And you never know, Steve, she may record your song.
Come on.
She recorded my buddy's Luna Halo. She recorded one of their songs that she just always liked and had talked about. So you never know, man.
Man, I tell you, it's not the money, although the money's nice. It's seriously not that. Seriously, at this point for us, it's truly about just that's cool. That's so cool. And we become even more grateful for these moments in our lives as we step onto the other side of life, we are. I mean, the bottom line is we're not 20 anymore. We're not 30. Yeah. We're not 40. I'm not going to go much further than that right now. But the bottom line is it's all in front of us. Well, Songtown, folks, how do folks, if they want to learn to write songs, especially at the way you guys do it, how do they find you?
Songtown.com. It's easy.
I need something more complicated. I need something.
Songtown.com. If you want to write me, if you got questions, email me, clay@songtown.com, and I'm happy to you know, answer any questions you got about songwriting. I love doing that.
So. This did not exist in Clay in my time growing up. I used to hear all sorts of things like, well, my opinion's like a you know what, everybody's got one. I said, well, that's not what I needed to hear. You know, so anyway, well, I appreciate you taking the time. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year at this point when the show airs. Blessings to you and your family. We love you guys. Superior Catfish, guys, make in Mississippi, produce right here. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Happy New Year. Hope your Christmas and your holidays were wonderful. Let's kick off 2024 with a bang. Let's stick to those resolutions. Visit Mississippi.org. could be some destinations that would make you proud about Mississippi. Clay, you're off the hot seat, baby. Love you, pal.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.